Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
Hello, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah!
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Tom in Myrtle Beach, no balls to you, Billy, for not only letting Jim talk UConn for about 10 minutes, but also you asking him about Jim Mora Jr. What were you thinking? So, Patton, we start with, for me, no balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Yeah, I'm a candidate. If you want to throw one of those at me, fair game. Totally fair game. Andrew in Dalton, Georgia. Billy, balls of steel to Arkansas and that fan who caught the raccoon with his bare hand at the baseball game. Bill, that would be a balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Okay, I saw that. Now, here's my issue. I'm a real softy when it comes to animals. Did they let that raccoon, did they let him, did the local animal rescue or whatever let him loose in the woods somewhere? Hope dude's okay. That's the only thing that worried me about that. I am a real softy when it comes to that stuff. But yes, balls of steel that guy for picking that thing up because you do not want to scrap with one of those. Josh just had to do this. First of all, he says, balls of steel to Ann Moeller. So hit it, Patton. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
To Ann Moeller. If you don't know the story, I'm not going to sit here and repeat it. No balls to... Oh, Josh. Do I do this? Okay. I don't want to do a lot of it, but no balls to Patton Sleepy Joe. No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
Josh just had to do it. I don't know which one was more risky, the Ann Moeller one. Well, look, if you're driving down the road and Susie Five Star is in the car with you, she's 12, or your kid, Billy, is in the car with you and he's 12, and they want to know, why would it be balls of steel to Ann Moeller? I don't know. I don't know how you answer that. I can't help you with that. Yeah, I don't know how you answered that. Georgia Dog says AL.com has the academic ranking for every SEC school. It's the SEC listed. Number one, it has Vanderbilt. Number two, Florida. Number three, Georgia. A&M, four. South Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee. That's 1-7. I don't know what that's based on. Other than Vanderbilt being number one, I don't know what any of that's based on. The most overrated thing that people try and sell is how prestigious a university is. Because that doesn't tell you a damn thing about what that person who graduated there is going to do out in the real world. The real world is not the Harvard campus. That's a fantasy world. Now, is it a tough place to get into? And is it difficult academically? Of course it is. But using that as a predictor of success in the real world is a fantasy. The real world is not Vanderbilt's campus. That is the furthest thing from the real world. Or the Harvard campus. I always love it when fans get into the our school's better than yours academically. First of all, most of those fans using that didn't even go to the school they're bragging on. Do you think anybody in the real world, particularly in the real college football world, gives a flip whose academics are better than the other? Other than if you're losing an argument, you can pull it out. No cap up in Chicago. Balls of steel to the Noles on the diamond. Softball won the ACC tournament and earned a number two national seed. Baseball won a 2 of 3 from It Sucks to Be the U. So there you have it, Patton. Balls of steel for the Noles.
Bills, balls of steel.
Hurricane Mario was there. Tweeted me over the weekend, Bill, look, I'm in Tallahassee. Nasty. Yeah, I had to retweet. I couldn't help it. Kirkland asked earlier, where's the Emerald Coast? And I just gave you a general outline of it. The goat who lives down there, Emerald Coast is from cola to cola, Pensacola to Apalachicola. Everyone is welcome, he says. Just don't bring your... I'm going to stop right there. I wanted to get into some. Go ahead and post some of your balls of steel, too, because I'll get to them. You know what's ironic? Back to name, image, likeness. They wanted to make sure that the schools couldn't be involved. Now, think about this logic. The folks... And again, this is state by state, but in general terms, schools cannot be directly involved in the procurement of name, image, likeness, right? It's legal to have it, but you can't recruit. You're not supposed to be. Wink, wink. Let me rephrase that. You're not supposed to go out and say, hey, Johnny Five Star, love to have you here. You're perfect for the position we need you at. And by the way, if we get you, this is what you get. You're not supposed to do that. Of course, it's happening every minute of every day, but you're not supposed to do it. But here's the irony. This rule that the schools aren't supposed to be doing this and that, to keep the schools out of it, keep them looking clean, think about the irony, which basically then gives it all to the boosters. Now they have to get their dirty hands on it. And look what we've got. My question is, would we be better off if the schools were involved with it? And you didn't have this rule. First of all, nobody's abiding by the rule. Rules are worthless if nobody's going to enforce them. New York City, right? San Francisco. Rules are useless if you're not going to do anything to enforce them. Why have a rule if there's nobody respecting it? The irony that the schools, quote, quote, can't do this or that, boosters do all that, the collective does it all, is pretty messy. Would we be better off if the schools were involved, if every athletic department did have a staff that dealt with this head on and you weren't lying to everybody about your involvement? Have you thought about that? Maybe that rule isn't such a good rule. Now, the whole thing's messy. I understand, Bill, basically what you're saying is we just make it okay to do what they're already doing. Yes. Because you can't put the genie back in the bottle. You can't take the toothpaste that's already been squirted out and shove it back in the tube. It doesn't work. You can't go back. Now, can they someday make some rules uniform and actually enforce them? They could. I'm very skeptical that that day will ever get here. I think we're going to have a lot of talk about it, a lot of chirping about it, a lot of proposals about it, and probably nothing gets done. What's the phrase? After all that's said and done, very little gets done. It's something like that. That's where we're at with this topic. I just don't see any legitimate changes. Got a lot of people chirping about it, though. Pac-12, Dave, Bill, no balls of steel. You just thought you had it rough on the suspected natural gas leak, but that's purgatory compared to a carbon monoxide release. Those emergencies can be straight hell. I was thinking about that. That's so dangerous. So, Patton, chalk me up another one. No balls of steel to the host of the show.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Doug DiBiase. Balls of steel to Jim in Myrtle Beach, sending me up a bottle of Jefferson's Ocean Voyage 24. Been traveling for work most of the last 2 months. Last night after I got home, I had myself a long pour of it. It tasted like gold. That's the one that Doug was telling us about where they, I believe they actually put the barrels on ships in Savannah, Georgia, and they travel the world. They slosh around, and not only that, but somehow the sea salt gets in there too a little bit. Don't ask me the science on all that. I don't know it, but that's the attractiveness of that, and apparently it's people like it. But Doug was the one talking about it originally here on the show. Ags and Strohs down on the lovely Texas coast. Says, Bill, balls of steel to the Aggie baseball team sweeping the Bulldogs this weekend. Swept Mississippi State this last weekend. By the way, Mississippi State gets to host Tony Vols this last weekend. Tony Vols doesn't even need to win a game. He's already got the league title procured in his pocket, and he's going to be a number one seed. Probably. By the way, is Mississippi State, does anybody have a list of the teams in and out of the SEC baseball tournament? I need to look at that. I have not checked that over the weekend. Anyways, let's take the break. Good start. Bulls of Steel nominations. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It looks like a wreck being moved to the side. I-65 northbound at Armory. You got all the traffic there coming up out of the Brentwood area, making its way through this section of Davidson County. It's just busy where you would expect out here in the last 10, 15 minutes on 24 coming in from Jolton. That's been in pretty good shape so far. Making your way through Cheatham County as well on 24 in from Clarksville. Looks pretty good. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out today at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you want to spend quality time outdoors with your family, coworkers, employees, or friends, nothing beats a guided fishing trip. Since 2004, Brian Carper's Guide Service has offered trips on Percy Priest, Old Hickory, and Center Hill Lakes and is the top-rated guide service in Middle Tennessee. Brian Carper's Guide Service offers bass boat and pontoon trips for all sizes with 4, 6, and 8-hour trips available for bass, crappie, and hybrids. All equipment plus water and snacks are provided, and they'll even clean your catch for free. Check out Brian Carper's Facebook page or call 615-801-2408. That's 615-801-2408. And online at briancarper.com.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue, and the first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 63. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 84. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
What if I told you there is an SEC coach that only recruited players with five-star hearts? What if I told you he had a $5 haircut? What if I told you that despite never winning anything, he considers himself a champion of life? ESPN 30 for 30 presents Butch Jonesen for Unemployment.
Butch Jones, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass. Butch Jones, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, yeah, he's gonna kick your ass, Butch Jones.
We had to do it. Just had to do it right there. SEC, the top 12 get in. If it were today, Mississippi State, your defending national champions, and Missouri would not play in Hoover. They would not make the trip. And Mississippi State is what, 9-18? I mean, I don't know what the tiebreaker. Kentucky is 10-17. They're number 12. Tony Vols, of course, is on top. At 22-5 in the league, and then A&M and Arkansas are both 17-10. But A&M would have the tiebreaker over Arkansas for the 2 seed. Slosh's team is playing really good ball. All right, I'll give you a list, Radio, just because I'll do it fast. This is the SEC standings as of right now for the tournament. Tony Vols 1, Aggies 2, Hogs 3, Auburn 4, Georgia 5, Vandy Boys 6, LSU 7, Florida 8, Ole Miss 9, South Carolina, Alabama, Kentucky 10 through 12. Mississippi State and Missouri would be out as of right now. That's according to my research during the break. Worked hard on that news right there, y'all. I worked really, really hard on that. More balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
Doug DiBiase, no balls to me. Give credit to Jim in Myrtle Beach. I meant Tom in Myrtle Beach. Did I say that? Did I say Jim? I didn't mean to. I know better than that. Tom says it goes from Pensacola, really the Perdido Key, all the way to, what does it say, Port St. Joe? So past Panama City, a little bit past Mexico Beach, Port St. Joe, St. Joe Beach, all over there. That would be the, is that the Emerald Coast? That stretch right there, gorgeous stretch. The GOAT says, patent big testicular fortitude to the local high school down here on the Emerald Coast, Niceville, winning both boys and girls state titles in track and field, balls of steel. That is pretty good. Did you hear that, Patton? Balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Balls of steel.
Not no balls. Shannon. Okay, Shannon has a no balls for you, Pat. Says no balls to the unicorn running rampant in the King household yesterday and causing a gas leak. I never thought about that as a reason, but that could be the case. No balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Hurricane Mario, no balls to my Hurricanes losing the series against those Tallahassee criminals.
No balls of steel.
I had to go slow to get through that. Those Tallahassee criminals. You guys are having a little too much fun playing with words here on the show. It's getting scary. You know, Doug, you did say Jim in Myrtle Beach. And I read it just like that. I got tricked, too. Gary Joe Collins up in Tim Couch Country, Kentucky. There aren't enough set of balls of steel to give to Danny in New York City. The dude is a legend, Bill. This is still the best college tackle football program in the known and unknown universe. Balls of steel to the guest listeners, hosts, everybody involved, but to Danny. This should be about Danny. Balls of steel there, Pat.
Bill's balls of steel.
I don't know if he wants his public. He's thinking about rejoining Twitter. Now, I don't even know if he's allowed to. Thus, does it need to be public? Remember, they shut that down. The police department, New York City, 2 years ago, shut that down. Didn't want anybody, for obvious reasons. There's nothing good coming out of there. Why would you want the publicity on social media? There's nothing good coming out of there. I hope he does. But if so, we'll have to keep it quiet. Allen in Tampa. Bill, balls of steel to all the girls at the Sandbar Saturday. Okay. Patton's 21. He would have liked that. Balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Yeah, you had some sandbar. I didn't see any of the girls in the pictures though. I mean in bathing suits. Nothing inappropriate there. Nothing wrong. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Billy, balls of steel to you reading Josh's no balls nominees. Good for you. I know it took some balls to get through that. He's talking about the Ann Moeller and the Sleepy Joe one. Yeah. No, Ann Moeller does not know Sleepy Joe. That was not the tweet. Don't try it.
Bill King, your balls are bigger than U.S. Steel.
Perry Mason, Orange Groves of America. Bill, I don't care where Florida academics stand. I just want them to win natties. And they're a long way from that. What's the closest sport that anybody would recognize at Florida currently that they could win a natty? As you said, I don't think there is one, but I'm just starting to wonder. I'm not a big Scott Strickland guy. I'm not huge anti-Scott Strickland either, but I'm not a big endorser. And I'm just wondering, at what point does the University of Florida, which ought to be mighty in everything they do, sports-wise, at what point does it get to the AD? Or is the AD immune? That's what I'm wondering. I'm not a big fan. Yeah, I'm not a big fan. Jeff, too. Bill, the college you graduate from will open doors and may even get you a job. However, hard work and drive by the individual ultimately wins out. The worst thing anybody can do in the career is to do nothing or not try. Keep working. Good things will happen. Yeah, the education, where you went, might get you a better initial ticket. Let's look at a college degree as a ticket, like a ticket to get in something. And where you go might get you a better ticket than maybe another school might get you. Once you get there, though, that does you no good. Either you've got it or you don't. And a guy that went to Slippery Rock Diesel College might just go in and way outwork the pencil geek from Harvard who can answer tests, questions on tests really good. Yeah, it does determine the strength of the ticket you've got initially. After that, it's over. I don't know how many of my buddies and guys I love, guys I like, went to Vanderbilt. Very good students, okay? Graduate from Vanderbilt on time, did all the work, did well at it, went out and got a job that paid up $10,000, $12,000 a year. Now, this would be 1984, let's say, but still, that's terrible money. Went to Vanderbilt, get out, interview at banks. Nothing wrong with that, but I don't understand that. I don't get it. Now, if you went to Vanderbilt, went to their med school, went to their law school, got a Owen business postgraduate, that's something. Yeah, that's a thing. Okay, that's a thing. But I'm just talking about your undergrad. That's what most everybody that I know did that went to Vanderbilt. And I knew Vanderbilt doesn't let a lot of people in, but at my school, number one, the law school dean's son went to my school. I mean, so there is a connection there. I think Vanderbilt also, and I don't, how many schools do this? I'm not, maybe this is more common. If you work at Vanderbilt, again, you don't have to be a Vandy grad. You work at, let's say you work at the Vanderbilt Hospital. I think, and you folks in town can correct me on this, I think they'll pay for your kid's education at another college. For example, if you work at Vanderbilt and your kid's going to go to Tennessee, I think they pay that tuition. I think. It's not my world. Somebody can call and correct me with that, but I think so. Cosby Cattleman. See, I know where to find him at basketball games under the goal, but I don't know where he is at the baseball games, and he says he was going to be there perhaps. Welcome in.
Another series win by the Daddy Hats. A wild big shot by Grant Williams in the NBA. Another cattle call, Bill. Did you watch that lunar eclipse last night?
I did not.
Yeah.
I did not. Were you talking about the crypto coin Luna? Is that what you mean?
No, I'm talking about the Mother Nature Luna.
No.
Flower Moon.
No. I was too busy fighting a gas leak at the house, so I didn't have time.
Bill, you didn't see me slurping that Bacardi and coconut water under the umbrellas out here in left field?
Was that you?
You missed me.
Were you out there?
Did you see me? Go back and DVR that. Look for the George Strait Resist style and the wife beater.
And you were sipping a Bacardi and what?
Coconut water.
Coconut water. Now, they don't sell that out there.
No, you got to kind of snuggle that in through the girl's purse there. They don't really care about coconut water too much.
Now, okay, so the Bacardi, did you put in the Tony Lamas, or how'd you get it in there?
Might have used the bra for that one there, Bill. A few airplane bottles.
I got you.
All right, Bill. Hey, first off, a lot of stuff to go with you here. Boy, Daddy Hats keep on rolling, don't they? You going down to Hoover and going down to Live Bomb Land?
I'm just wondering if Tony Vols is going to try down there because it's not important. No, I'm serious. I mean, you got to remember, Mississippi State was two and out last year and won the national championship.
Yeah, it's kind of rest your pitchers and don't worry about it, right?
I mean, that's what some do.
Yeah. Hey, before that, Bill, a couple of things on the weekend. Did any dummies commit to Kentucky in your living room over good brisket?
Not that I know of. Not publicly, no.
I had an Arby's brisket sandwich the other night. When I was chomping it, I was thinking, I bet Bill's a lot better than this.
Probably so.
Hey, Bill, two things. I got a Tiger High question before you bounce around the state a little bit. But one thing on Peabody, you know, one thing I think about a lot. You ever meet anybody outside of doing blow that fails out of Duke or Peabody or Baylor or any of these supposedly foo-foo places?
It's a good question. Not that I don't know anybody that has.
They won't tell you how great their school is, but you ever meet anybody that ever fails out of them?
So once you get in, you can't fail out. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, Bill, when I was coming through Tennessee, and I bet it hadn't changed much, the graduation rate was about 50%. My old college roommate, who's passed, unfortunately, now, great student coming out of Hendersonville. He was like a B-plus student. Hung out at UT for about 2.5 years, got into smoking pot, failed out, had to finish up over at MTSU, never even got a degree from Tennessee. Hung out of there for about 3 years, probably spent, I don't know, in-state money, not too bad, but a lot of these out-of-state people, a lot of these big state U's, they got a 50% graduation rate. What's the graduation rate at Peabody? Of course, I know they give all their athletes their phony Peabody degrees so they can be future PE teachers, driver's ed teachers. But you ever ask yourself that, Bill? I'm sure the bean counters can tell us. You got some Peabody listeners out there in radio land. What's the graduation rate at Peabody?
Now, wait a minute. Probably what happened to your guy in Hendersonville?
I think health. I don't think it was the Rona, but over, you know, just kind of underlying health stuff. But
okay. Gotcha.
There are a lot of people, Bill, that I know that came to UT that never got out. 50%. I remember when I went into orientation, some pointy-eared professor sitting down there in front of about 500 of us on freshman orientation said, look around, stand up, half of you will never be a graduate from Tennessee.
Did he really say that?
Yeah. Day one, orientation.
I had a buddy come to Tennessee, and we'll take it through the break, but never went to a class. Just stayed there and partied.
Yeah.
Signed up and got 0.02 semesters and went home. That's all he did. And can you stay through the break?
Yeah, I got one Tiger High question, Bill, and I'm done.
All right. Music that the coast never is aware of. He's not looking at the clock. Market's down about 100 right now. More Cosby Cattlemen as we continue. Omni.
Good morning. They managed to move this wreck over to the side. People are still looking at it. 40 eastbound at Old Hickory Boulevard out here on the west side. You got all that traffic, heavy traffic coming in from Bellevue in this area on 40 eastbound at Old Hickory Boulevard. Traffic's moving right now as we check it out live on 65 at Trinity Lane. It's still a little bit busy in the normal spots right now down Ellington Parkway. They're doing some road work there on 24 eastbound at James Robertson Parkway. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out today. GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chug, your on-time traffic.
Can I really reduce my business's phone bill 50% and improve communications? Yes. You've heard about all the national cloud-based phone companies out there urging you to switch to their phone system. Cloud-based IP phones have better quality sound and tools to help you offer better customer service to your clients. But none of these companies will come out to your office, personally meet with you to discuss your company's needs, help you set up your phone system, all at a better price. Strongtel will. Strongtel covers Middle Tennessee and can help your company increase productivity and reduce costs. Never miss a customer call again, no matter where you are, because even your mobile phones are connected to your Strongtel.com office system through their mobile app. Let Strongtel cut your phone bill by 50% and provide a better quality phone with great customer service. Call us now. Make an appointment at 888-232-1335 or go online to Strongtel.com. Again, it's 888-232-1335 or Strongtel.com. Is your website a help or a hindrance? Media Lifeline brings over a decade of media experience to your rescue. We can make your business shine with our dedicated staff of designers and media experts. We offer custom website design and total website care. Never have to update or fuss with your site again. Rest assured, it's always updated and performing at its best, taking your business to the next level. Contact us today at MediaLifeline.net.
At J&J Printers, they like to answer the question, can you? It's their mission to help you achieve the best possible printing, regardless of quantity, complexity, or budget. At J&J, they believe if it's important enough to print, it's important enough to print right. So, yes, J&J can help your business with the design of your brochure or printing those business cards. They can even help you process that mailing. See why Nashville has relied on J&J Printers for over 35 years. Check them out online at jandjprinters.com.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
DW, how you doing?
Hey, Daryl.
One thing I think we've learned is how many race fans are in the Nashville market. This is racing territory. For all those people that have sat back and hoped and wished and prayed that the Cup cars would come back, well, they're going to come back to Lebanon, and eventually I think they'll be back at the fairgrounds.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Joe, I got to take you to the woodshed for a minute, man.
But bring it, Kenny. Let's do it, man.
ESPN and the SEC Network is not doing Paul Feinbaum any favors. That is like watching paint dry. He looks like a mortician, and I keep expecting him to say, sir, we're going to do everything in our power to make your mom look good. We're very sorry for your loss, and we're sure she's in a better place.
Howdy, gentlemen. Welcome back.
Hey, Bill, I got a facilities question to clear out. First off, did you ever trade in that gator for an electric gator yet to get down to the Little Harpeth because you can't buy gas, the Biden gas, to get down there on the regular stuff?
No, I haven't.
Do they make an electric gator?
I don't think so. Do they? Yeah,
maybe the bank counters can tell us. All right, Bill. Hey, Tiger High, Bill. What do you think about these new renderings? Is Tiger High going to get in the Big 12?
No.
I didn't think so either.
No.
You might know something. They got FedEx money.
They go in a second. They would love to be in the Big 12. They're not getting an invite. They just took four teams, BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF. That's who they added.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why would you rehab that dump instead of just blowing it up and starting all over? Think how nasty that Liberty Bowl is. That's probably as bad as Legion Field.
I don't know. They're talking about putting $100, $200 million in it, something like that.
We had a comedian over here in Knoxville, Bill, say Memphis is number one in two things, barbecue and murder.
Now, I wonder if Fred Smith, he's kind of a Memphis, obviously FedEx is out of Memphis, but he's kind of a Memphis guy. He supports them. I wonder if he's going to stroke that check.
Yeah. Well, I just figured you might know something. I mean, the renderings look pretty good. I just was shocked they would try to fix it, put lipstick on that pig instead of starting over.
Oh, by the way, I've got info for you.
right.
Jeff, too, has the graduation rates. Vanderbilt is 91.6. Tennessee is 69.8. Kentucky, 64.7. Alabama, 67.5. So
that's about what I figured. So the Peabody crowd runs around telling everybody how smart that each other is for 4 years, and they hand them a sheet of paper.
Yes.
It's kind of what I figured. Hey, Bill, that's all I got. Like I said, it is getting a little hot, so you have a big week, and Tony Vols, what he's off to, do some cow tipping down in Stark, Vegas.
I guess.
get us a commitment and some smoked salmon out of that living room. Hang in there, Bill.
All right. Tony Vols, got to go down to Stark, Vegas, do some cow tipping. I mean, what else does he have to do? He's already clinched the thing. Just hang out a little bit, stretch, hit the hot spots in Stark, Vegas. Now, let me say this about Stark, Vegas. There's a lot, I mean a lot, of very attractive females there. So just take it easy, Tony Vols. Take it easy, bro. It's going to be a lot of temptations, Tony Vols. Just stay in the clubhouse. Don't leave. Hurricane Mario, Bill, when people mention academics, graduation rate, that means you're going to average about 3 to 5 losses a year. I don't care if the players can spell football as long as they can play it. I agree with you. How about this? The only reason I knew this is because I was watching the Arkansas-Vandy game and the announcers mentioned it. It's the only reason I know this. Shannon in South Bend. Bill, balls of steel to the Cincinnati Reds. They no-hit Pittsburgh, the Pirates, yesterday. However, they lost the game 1-0. That's true. I heard it on the broadcast. So, first of all, how about patting a balls of steel for no hitting the Pirates?
Pat. Bill's balls of steel.
No balls for actually losing the game, though, 1-0. No balls of steel. How do you do that? Are the Reds the worst baseball program? I know it's not what you call a pro team. Organization. Right now in baseball. I know it's a very popular. I grew up in the 70s when you had the big red machine. So it was that. And everybody knew the players in the 70s. Johnny Bench, Pete Rose, Dave Concepcion, George Foster. And then later, what they won the Natty, the World Series in 1990, I believe, years later. But just currently, is that the worst baseball organization in MLB? It's got to be somewhere in there. Have I told you my George Foster? I'm going to tell you this again. George Foster comes by the studio 30 years ago for a baseball card show promotion. We used to do that kind of thing. And we're sitting there doing the show. We finish up. We're in a break. He looks at me and he says, Bill, I met your brother. And I looked at him and I'm thinking, oh, okay, Burger. That was his joke. It was so awkward. I giggled a little bit just to break the ice. But that was his joke. George Foster was a home run hitting machine. I'm talking about a big, bad dude. That was his joke to me. George Foster. Right after we finished the interview, we're in the booth, we're just kind of chit-chatting. Bill, I met your brother, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm not sure where this is going. He goes, Burger, like Burger King. This is George Foster now. Very awkward. Very weird. Guy hits dingers, though. I'll give him that. One more break. Down big now, about 220. Omni Nashville Hotel. Oh, one of the pictures they had on the financial show I'm watching was North Myrtle Beach. They had a camera on the beach this morning. Down there, Not far from Tom, I'm guessing. Or Jim. Is that Jim there or Tom?
Good morning. They've managed to move this rank over to the side. People are still looking at it. 40 eastbound at Old Hickory Boulevard out here on the west side. You got all that traffic, heavy traffic coming in from Bellevue in this area on 40 eastbound at Old Hickory Boulevard. Traffic's moving right now as we check it out live on 65 at Trinity Lane. It's still a little bit busy in the normal spots right now down Ellington Parkway. They're doing some road work there on 24 eastbound at James Robertson Parkway. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out today. GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chug, your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Hey Braves fans, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzy, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game, you betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 63. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 84. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party. The Bill King Show.
What if I told you a small-time coach rose through the ranks to build an empire in Oxford? What if I told you God had his heart, but the devil had his phone? ESPC 30 for 30 presents When Hugh Freezes Over.
Everybody out there listening who had not heard my story about George Foster are saying the same thing. Bill, I didn't even get the joke until you finished it. I didn't either. I didn't know what he was saying. Didn't make sense. Major moves over in West By Guy, Virginia. Bill, took me longer to get that joke than it did for Foster's home runs to leave the yard. Clyde in Detroit. Took me a minute, Bill, but I'm laughing now. Your brother, Berger. No, that happened. I couldn't make that up. You can't make that up. That's either real or it's not. That's real. Very awkward. It wasn't as awkward as the Les Miles not knowing how to spell go, G-E-A-U-X, but it was awkward. Jeff, too, Bill, I really never liked Mississippi State, largely because of the cowbells. They're nauseating during games, Bill, but credit where credit is due. Mississippi State does have some very nice scenery for those like Tony Vols. It's not Ole Miss or Arizona State, Bill, but Starkville holds its own. It's true. No Kev in Chicago, Patton. No balls to Allen for not getting creative with those pictures that he was taking from the sandbar to get the girls in them so we could all enjoy it. You know, in bikinis, appropriate, not inappropriate, nothing wrong with it, but none of those pictures, probably his wife was watching. Can't do that in front of the wifey, right? So Patton, he says no balls to Allen.
Doesn't have the ball, no balls at all.
Thought Allen was doing a good job, man, taking pictures, making us all jealous. He's out there at the sandbar. Thought it was pretty good. Yeah, market right now is down about 190, 200. What am I? I'm holding some FUBO. No. I pronounce F-U-B-O. It's way, the underlying stock is way down. And actually, it's up a little bit this morning. But let me pull up a chart. FUBO at one point was up around $35 within the last year. It's down around $350 right now. Yeah, it's around $350 right now. So I bought some of the options on it last week when I was playing around a little bit. That's really all I'm. I think I got a couple little things. I never got any Luna. You guys about had me on the Luna. I knew it was going to drop more, but I still was going to buy some. I just wanted to play some crypto. I just wanted something to play with. And by the way, it's 0.0018 right now. And over the weekend, it got to 0.004. It was $116, as Tom was saying. It has plummeted to the dungeon. It has plummeted horribly. I wouldn't play with it here unless it's lottery money or unless you already have some and you just want to ride it out. I mean, that's fine. Just want to have some fun with it. But I wouldn't. Under no circumstance do you put money that you need into this. That would be a, you might as well just take it and burn it in your backyard. Just take it and burn it right there. There was one more I was going to get to. I'm trying to scroll down. Well, here's one, Jim and Jupiter. And no, Kev brought this up earlier, but Balls of Steel, one more, Patton. Balls of Steel to the Seminole softball team. They got the number 2 national seed for the upcoming national tournament, NCAA tournament. So to the women at Florida State, the softball team, how about Balls of Steel?
Bill's Balls of Steel.
There you go. Tomorrow, we've got on the show Griff. Griff. Not sure why I paused there. Gator, Dave, and Buck. Charles R. Buckle will join us on Tuesday. That's the layout. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. By the way, I was asking, is Florida close in anything? I believe the women won the track and field. Is that right? The national championship. So does Strickland get credit for that? Yeah, Perry Mason sent me that earlier. Yeah, do we get full credit for that? I'm going to finish up the show. I've been in the mood. You know what I've been in the mood for? Avocado toast. I try and eat an avocado a day. I love avocados. I love making guac with it. I do it almost every day. and I was into the breakfast burritos, and I still am. I just, a lot of mornings, I don't want to be real heavy with something to eat. Just, I don't like the feeling, particularly in the mornings. But I'll get a piece of toast, make some guac out of it, maybe put a nice, fresh sliced tomato on it, too, and just eat it like that. That's my breakfast, y'all. It's good. That's probably what I'll go do. I'll play with the market this morning. I will not buy any Luna. I don't even have a crypto app that's working for whatever reason. I don't even know what's going on. Stay with my FUBO, at least. My expiration is this week. At Patton underscore Cook, at Bill is King. Yeah, keep your eyes on Tesla. Everything's going to be okay. Elon, he's just playing the game, trying to get the price down a little bit. So don't short my boy today. Now's not the time for that. I'll let you know when it's time. Lodge Pop.